USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republicans are to introduce a police reform bill today, and South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the GOP's effort to reform policing following the death of George Floyd while in police custody. Scott says the bill calls for more police training and would reduce funding for departments that don't ban chokeholds. With the federal government now leaving it to states to address the risks from COVID-19, some states are seeing cases surge since reopening their economies. Initially a key player in the federal response to the pandemic, the nation's most well-known infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he hasn't even been in touch with the White House for a while.
I spoke with him when we made the presentation to explain to him our vaccine development efforts. So it was 2 weeks ago.
He was speaking on NPR, and this is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.